It's the economy, stupid. It's central to most elections, and during our own general election campaign, politicians are making generous promises to voters about how they will use money generated from Ireland's buoyant economy. And our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy, has been examining the tax plans of the various parties and how much the measures would cost the Exchequer. David, good morning. Let's start with income tax. What are the offerings there?
So Sinn Féin is planning to abolish the universal social charge on the first €45,000 of income, and to increase tax credits by €200, and to raise the point at which people pay the 20% standard rate of tax by €4,000. That would all cost the Exchequer €4 billion. Fianna Fáil is planning to lower the USE rate of 3% to 1.5%, which would cost almost €1 billion. And then it plans to abolish the USE surcharge on self-employed income over €100,000 at a cost of €81 million. And it would also increase tax credits annually by €100. And it's also proposing to increase the 40% rate of tax, the point at which that is paid. It's currently paid on all income over €42,000. They would increase it to €50,000, the point at which you pay that. And it would also increase inheritance tax thresholds. Fine Gael is also proposing to increase the inheritance tax thresholds. So this is where a child would inherit a home from a parent from €400,000 to €500,000. It's also going to increase the point at which people pay the higher rate of tax by €2,000 a year. And it is also going to make changes to the USC. The thresholds there would increase as well.
What about VAT and hospitality?
So this was a big thing in the budget, where the hospitality industry was lobbying for a lower rate of VAT. You may remember the hospitality industry returned to the 13% rate of VAT. Fine Gael is proposing that hospitality and some other services would go to a VAT rate of 11%. Sinn Féin is proposing that hospitality would go to 9%. And Fianna Fáil isn't proposing a change in relation to hospitality, but it is offering some additional supports to the industry.
What about plans then for taxation and housing?
So I think the big proposal here from Sinn Féin is in relation to the local property tax, which it wants to abolish, which would cost the state almost €500 million. And it says it would fill that hole in the public finances with money from the Exchequer. It also plans to give a tax credit to tenants, which would be equivalent to 1 month's rent. And it's proposing scrapping stamp duty on homes below €450,000. It's also planning to scrap the concrete block levy, and all of its housing measures would cost almost €800 million. Fianna Fáil says that it will progressively double the renter's tax credit. That's currently €1,000, so they'd be bringing it up to €2,000. It's going to expand the Help to Buy scheme, and it's going to expand it so that tenants would be able to reclaim some rent they've paid in the past towards a deposit. Okay. Fine Gael is also planning to expand the Help to Buy scheme and raise the ceiling on that from €30,000 to €40,000. It also wants to increase the renter's tax credit up to €1,500 per annum.
There's been a lot of focus on energy recently. What are the parties proposing there briefly, David?
So Sinn Féin says that it's not going to proceed with any further carbon taxes. It also wants to reverse the hikes on petrol and diesel, which have been increased in the past 12 months in terms of excise. Obviously, that's slightly different to the government, which says it's pushing ahead, or Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, which say they're pushing ahead with carbon taxes. But I think overall, if we look at all of the tax-cutting measures proposed by the three parties, Sinn Féin's would cost €6.5 billion. Fine Gael would cost €7 billion, and Fianna Fáil would cost €4.5 billion.
All right. David Murphy, our economics and public affairs correspondent.